Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. If I sound a little bit confused, it's because I'm just running a little bit late here. I've been shuffling through my paperwork. A lot I want to talk to you about tonight. Much of it relates to the presidential campaign of Ron Paul and the ongoing campaign to get Ron Paul. But we'll go into that a little bit later. In the meantime, just a few other news items that I'd like to talk about. Just a few brief items that they're of interest to me, and I hope they'll be of interest to you. Well, I saw something in the paper here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I read the paper, by the way. Saw something in the paper here the other day, a picture of Rudy Giuliani. You know what I think about Rudy Giuliani if you're a regular listener. Rudy Giuliani campaigning in Henderson, Nevada, and he's shown in a picture with four smiling police officers in Henderson, Nevada. They are obviously very proud to have their photograph taken with Mr. Giuliani. Now, the reason why I find this problematic, folks, is because these guys look like nice fellas. They look like nice guys. They look like peace officers, not bad cops. But yet, you know, these guys out there in Henderson, Nevada, probably don't know that the cops, the police officers, and the firemen in New York City are not so hot about Rudy Giuliani. So if any of you are out there listening in Henderson, Nevada, or in the nearby area, you need to let the local police and firemen know out there in Henderson that the whole story of Rudy Giuliani and 911 is a grand illusion, as the authors of the book by that title have made very clear. I'm not suggesting that you go out there and try to re-educate them about 911 per se, because, you know, that, as we all know, opens up a can of worms. And as you know, my position on 911 from the beginning is that Israel was behind it. I'm looking here at an article published by IsraelNationalNews.com clear back on January 2nd, 2002. That's just a couple months after the 911 attacks. And these Israeli writers are complaining that an Arab newspaper in London published an article by yours truly, Michael Collins Piper, suggesting that Israel's Mossad was behind the 911 attacks. And, of course, I've been writing about that from the beginning. That's my position. It hasn't changed. And the more time goes by, I'm convinced of it. So it's not that I'm adopting the official position on 911. I'm just simply saying that if you want to communicate to these police officers all around the country and firemen all around the country, not just in Henderson, Nevada, but everywhere, we have to convey to them that the mass media has been lying about Rudy Giuliani. He is not America's mayor. And the people around the country who think he's America's mayor and who think he's a hero of the firemen and the policemen in New York City need to be told otherwise, because when they discover this, it's another way of opening up to these people, so many good people around the country, people who put their lives on the lines daily. It opens up the fact of the matter that our media is lying to us, and not only about what a hero Rudy Giuliani supposedly is to the firemen and the policemen in New York City, but about all sorts of other things. And then you can start talking about the lies of 911 and the lies about the Oklahoma City bombing and the Kennedy assassination and you name it. Folks, we've got to get the message out there. Got to get the message out there. All right, more when we come back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, I was, during the break, you know, that gives me occasion to think about what I'm going to say or what I have already said, and, you know, a phrase ran through my mind in regard to that gentleman, Mr. Giuliani. The phrase was, that skunk, Rudy Giuliani. But I want to say here, folks, I'm not going to call Rudy Giuliani a skunk because I once knew somebody who had a pet skunk. Apparently it had been altered or something like that. And they're really cuddly little things, and there's nothing cuddly about Rudy Giuliani, although he's apparently cuddled quite a bit in his career. Speaking of cuddling and Rudy Giuliani, his good friend Bernard Kerik's former cuddler, Judith Regan, or maybe she pronounces it Reagan, she's the ex-girlfriend of Rudy's good buddy Bernard Kerik, and she has now filed this big lawsuit against HarperCollins, I guess. That's the publishing company she used to work for. That's one of the subsidiaries of Rupert Murdoch's Fox Empire, the so-called neoconservative empire of Rupert Murdoch. She was had a big falling out with them, and during that falling out, she was accused by people of having made anti-Semitic remarks. Well, she denies in her lawsuit that she never used the term Jewish cabal and that that she's never made any anti-Semitic remarks, but it's very interesting that Ms. Regan is being forced into the denial mode on this, because as we all know, that term anti-Semitic, once applied to anybody, is a virtual poison. But in any case, what's also interesting in her lawsuit is that there are references to the idea that Fox News has been more or less quietly working on behalf of the Giuliani campaign, trying to cover up his connections to Bernard Kerik, who, of course, just got the former New York City police commissioner who just got indicted on federal corruption charges. Very interesting to point out that Fox News is run by Rudy Giuliani's friend of 20 years, Roger Ailes, who was actually the media consultant to Giuliani's first mayoral campaign in 1989. You know, it's interesting about Bernard Kerik. Apparently one of the bribes or payoffs associated with Kerik was provided indirectly by an Israeli industrialist. I think it was to the tune of something like $200,000. Don't quote me on that, but that popped up in passing in a news report about the Kerik affair. Somebody who made a loan to Kerik actually got that money from an Israeli industrialist. So this makes me think perhaps that the indictment of Kerik may well, in fact, be an action by some good people in the FBI and the Justice Department who are trying to break the back of Jewish Zionist power in this country. I've talked about that frequently on this program. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there who say, well, the Jews control America, lock, stock, and barrel. But then how do you explain the indictment of I. Lewis Libby? I'm asking that question. How do you explain the indictment of I. Lewis Libby? How do you explain the indictment and conviction of Jack Abramoff? How do you explain the indictment of top AIPAC officials? And incidentally, Mark Glenn is working on a very interesting article for this week's issue of American Free Press about the AIPAC officials' indictments. So in any case, I don't know the inside story on the Giuliani Kerik, or I should say the Kerik indictment, but I think it is a very good possibility that there are some good people in the Justice Department who are out of control, so to speak, at least out of control in terms of being able to be controlled by Mr. Mukasey, this hardline Zionist, this devout Orthodox Jew, who happens to be an old friend of Rudy Giuliani. So this is this Kerik case is something we do need to watch as time goes by. Well, Cal Thomas, an old-time associate, I'm switching courses here, folks. Cal Thomas, an old-time associate of Jerry Falwell, who now raves and rants regularly in a syndicated column, has an article praising Joe Lieberman. He calls him a patriot, and he says that he's a really good guy, and he's citing a recent speech by Joe Lieberman at Johns Hopkins University in which Lieberman said this: since retaking Congress in November 2006, the top foreign policy priority of the Democratic Party has not been to expand the size of our military for the war on terror or to strengthen our democracy promotion efforts in the Middle East or to prevail in Afghanistan. It has been to pull our troops out of Iraq, to abandon the democratically elected government there, and to hand a defeat to President Bush. I'm telling you, folks, this guy, Joe Lieberman, who's now serving as an independent in the Senate, although he's officially or unofficially aligned with the Democratic caucus, I'm telling you, this guy is positioning himself for a position on the 2008 presidential ticket of the Republican Party. I can just see it now. Giuliani and Lieberman. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If it doesn't happen, folks, if it doesn't happen, I'll be very surprised. These stupid Republicans. You know, the late Sam Francis always called the Republican Party the stupid party. Not for the same reason I'm talking about here, but these stupid Republicans they will not be able to resist nominating Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman, whom the late unlamented Jerry Falwell said was a quote-unquote splendid choice. A splendid choice as Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 election. I always quote that, ladies and gentlemen, because I can just see Fat Jerry saying splendid, splendid, splendid. Well, talking about the Democrats, I'm not here to defend the Democrats. To its credit, the Washington Post today has a funny little piece. They have a regular feature called the Fact Checker. And the headline on the story says, Democrats' bold statements on ending Iraq war don't square with details. And they point out that, for the most part, with the exception, obviously, of Mike Gravel and Dennis Kucinich, although Bill Richardson himself has also called for a full withdrawal from Iraq, the fact is that these Democrats, like Hillary Clinton, are not really being honest with the voters. They are really very much, again, more or less, well, let's put it this way. Let me tell you what the Washington Post says. An examination of the fine print of Clinton's positions on Iraq shows that they are carefully hedged and could permit her to keep troops there through two presidential terms. You know, though, folks, there are a lot of people out there who think that the Democratic Party is the alternative to the crime and corruption of the Bush administration, but I'm here to tell you, unless through a quirk of fate someone like former Senator Mike Gravel or Congressman Dennis Kucinich should happen to somehow be nominated and win the election, you're not going to find any serious change. And I don't believe you're going to get any serious change either with former Senator John Edwards. Just a comment, folks. Just a comment. Well, I do want to talk about Ron Paul's presidential campaign because it ties into an issue that we were talking about here last night on this program. It's an issue we talk about frequently, and it's an issue that is now starting to have an impact on Ron Paul's presidential campaign, and that's the issue of, you guessed it, anti-Semitism. Well, I'm going to get into that when we come back, and we have a few callers already lined up. I'll eventually get around to them. Welcome to talk about anything you want, to a limit, of course. But I do want to remind you that the Federal Communications Commission is trying to change the rules again and make it possible for the big media monopolies that already own newspapers and television stations in various areas to expand their influence, folks. You won't find this stuff. You won't find it reported in the front pages of your newspapers, but in the business sections of the big newspapers where they bury oftentimes important information is where you'll find it. So if you want to find information about this scheme to help the big media expand its monopoly, just go to Google News and put in Federal Communications Commission and put in probably the name of the new chairman, Kevin J. Martin. And I'm sure you will be able to find enough links, even in the mainstream media, that will tell you the details on this. And the reason why I say that, folks, is because the details are very complicated. I haven't had a chance to study these proposed measures myself, but what I do know is that there are lots of people who are mad about them, and it is just another scheme to expand the power of the mass media in this country to buy up more and more control so that these major media chains can dominate local news markets as much as they can. And this is a bad thing, folks. Now, I know there's a lot of self-styled conservatives out there who think that this is the free market when these gigantic international corporations can buy up everything they can get their hands on, but that's not a free market, ladies and gentlemen. That's a monopoly. Well, we're going to a break, folks. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about Ron Paul.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, and as I think you know, you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network here at republicbroadcasting.org. Now, I said we're going to talk about Ron Paul when we come back. Well, I'm going to hold that over for a little bit. One other little item I want to discuss with you, but another item regarding RBN. You know, I know John and Sandra Statmiller at RBN don't like to pester people for money any more than those of us at American Free Press like to pester people for money, but I'm here to tell you that your contributions to RBN help keep this network on the air. Now, I'm going to give you a nice solution to the problem of how you can allocate your funds to RBN. Here's something very simple, folks. Now, some years I have sent out postcards, and Christmas cards, and I start going through my list, and I see all my friends, and then I see the family members, and then I see the business associates. One year, folks, I sent out like something like 100 Christmas cards. So I had to buy those Christmas cards, and that cost a little bit of money. I guarantee you the printers of those Christmas cards make a lot more money than you imagine. They print them by the millions and then put a high price on them, and you pay $10, $15, $20 for some nice Christmas cards, maybe more, and then you have to put postage on, and of course they're cranking the postage up every year. Well, you know what I found out? One year I sent out about 100 Christmas cards. I probably got 3 or 4 Christmas cards that year myself, and 1 or 2 of them were from people who always send me a card whether I send them or not, and the other ones sent me the cards after that they got my cards. So here's a little suggestion. This year, if you're sending, if you normally send out Christmas cards, forget about it. Don't go out and buy the Christmas cards, and don't go out and spend all that money. Just go out and get yourself a money order for the same amount you'd pay for the Christmas cards and for the postage, or maybe more, and put that money order in an envelope and send it to the Republic Broadcasting Network for just 41 cents. Or, you know, you can always use your credit cards, too. But, you know, it's very simple, folks. The Republic Broadcasting Network can use even the smallest donation. So this year, don't worry about buying your Christmas cards. Don't send any Christmas cards out this year. I don't think anybody's going to get mad at you. I don't think anybody's going to cut you off the Christmas card list. I don't think so, folks. But I tell you what, if you're insistent upon sending out your Christmas cards this year, if you have to insist on it, that doesn't mean you still can't make a donation to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you do send out the Christmas cards, why don't you print out from your computer the main page, the home page from republicbroadcasting.org, and just slip that piece of paper in your Christmas card with a note saying, hey, are you listening to the good programming on RBN? So, like I say, folks, you know, if you haven't ever made a contribution to RBN and you listen here, please do that. Forget about the Christmas cards. That's not too much to ask. You might be able to save 10, 15, 20, God knows how much you'll save by sending out that contribution to RBN, how much you'll save in the Christmas cards, and you can put that towards a contribution to RBN. Just one little way to do it, folks. One little way to do it. Well, we are moving up towards the turn of the half hour. And last night I read to you a very interesting, I thought, commentary from Friedrich Paul Berg, basically saying that the Americans and the British were responsible for the death of the famous Anne Frank. Well, I got a very interesting email from a gentleman who's emailed me before. I think he's Jewish, but it doesn't really matter. I think he may have mentioned that he was Jewish to me in a previous email. And he brought a correction to my attention, which I read on the air, and he very nicely says, thank you for having made the correction. I emailed to you some time before. Well, he has a commentary on this matter of Anne Frank, and I thought this was rather interesting and worth sharing with you. And we're probably going to run out of time here, but I'm going to go ahead, and when we come back from the break, I'm going to read this commentary to you and have a brief commentary on it, and then I promise you I'm going to talk about Ron Paul, and then I'm going to get to the callers. So just bear with me, folks. We are coming up towards the break. You know, Anne Frank, why are we even talking about Anne Frank? Well, Anne Frank's always in the news, ladies and gentlemen. If you go into a bookstore, you not only find the diary of Anne Frank, but you find, oh, maybe 10 different commentaries in the diary of Anne Frank and all sorts of other Anne Frank doodads. If you go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, you can buy a little pewter Anne Frank diary keychain, a little keychain with a book on it that says The Diary of Anne Frank. I bought one, folks. That's my donation to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. But the point is this, Anne Frank has become a media icon. And it's taught in all the schools, and we're always told she's the poor little Jewish girl that was brutally slaughtered by the Nazis. Well, we know, of course, she died of typhus. And that's why we're talking about Anne Frank so many years after her early death in a concentration camp in Germany. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. Then we'll go to the phone call. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Welcome back. You know, during the break, I checked a little box of 18 Christmas cards that I picked up a couple years ago. They were very, very cheap Christmas cards. I got 18 of them for $12.50. And I calculated that the 41 cents postage to send out 18 of them, along with the cost of the cards, brings us up to about $19.88. That's just to send out 18 Christmas cards. And I remember, as I say, 1 year I sent out about 100 Christmas cards, and they were pretty expensive cards, too. I guess I wanted to impress my friends and associates. Shouldn't send them to my boss, though, because then he might think I'm making too much money. But he always thinks everybody's making too much money. That's how bosses are. So the point is, folks, we're talking 18 Christmas cards is roughly about $1 a card. Comes, that rounds up to about $20, $19.88. So this year, don't send out your Christmas cards. Send a $20 contribution or more, folks, or more to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just a little idea that popped into my mind while I was sitting here during the last break or so. All right, back to Anne Frank. Mr. Henry, this guy's name is Henry. Henry writes this email. He says, "Mr. Berg is not right about Anne Frank, and I'll tell you why. If Anne Frank's family had not been deported from Germany for the mere fact that they were Jewish, then they would not have been in the Netherlands in 1944. If Anne Frank's family had not been arrested in the Netherlands in 1944 for the mere fact that they were Jewish, and had the Nazis not occupied the neutral Netherlands in 1940, then they would not have been deported to Auschwitz. If Anne Frank had not been Jewish, she would not have been force-marched to Belsen, that's Belsen concentration camp in Germany, as Auschwitz was preparing to close down. And if Anne Frank had not been Jewish, she would have not have contracted typhus at Belsen and died there. To make it more simple, Henry writes, if you kidnap someone and that person dies while in your custody, then you're also responsible for murder. The Nazis killed Anne Frank. They may not have gassed her. And then he goes on to say less than half of the Jews killed during World War II were gassed, and they may not have shot her in the head, but her blood is on their hands, not the U.S. and the U.K. Fair enough. Then he says the only way to argue around this point is to justify the Nazis' deportation of Anne Frank. Are you willing to justify this? Well, that's an interesting question. I have to look at the justification by the Nazis for the deportation of Anne Frank and their family and her family in the context of what was happening in Germany prior to World War II in the years, in fact, the years immediately after Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany. There was a massive international boycott of Germany by Jewish interests trying to cripple the German economy. Then as Germany moved closer and closer to war with England, leading Jewish figures, such as I believe it was Chaim Weizmann, said that the Jewish peoples in the Allied countries and outside Germany, that all the Jewish people could be considered allies, and I'm roughly quoting him, they could be considered allies of the United States and Britain. That made the Jewish people, whether they were loyal to Germany or not, as virtual enemies of the state. And it was for that reason that the Germans did, in fact, forcibly deport so many people from their homes, because there was so much of a problem with the Jewish underground. So that doesn't make it right, but that's what happened. Now, some people say that's a justification. But, you know, the bottom line of it is both sides committed horrible atrocities in one form or another during World War II, not just the Germans. Now, some people will say that's a pro-Hitler agenda. No, that's not a pro-Hitler agenda. That's a pro-truth agenda. Dwight Eisenhower deported millions of Germans. Dwight Eisenhower and the occupiers deported millions of Germans and others into Soviet hands after World War II. There were millions of Germans, former German soldiers, who died under horrible conditions under the control of the Allies after World War II. You know, there have been books written on the subject, folks, and there are people who are far more articulate on the topic. So I am very pleased to provide Henry his opportunity to say what he had to say, but, you know, as I say, there are two sides to every story, and you know, that's why you listen to this network, because you can handle the truth. Now, I'm moving further and further towards the end of the hour and still have not gotten around to Ron Paul, but here we go. CBS New York Times GOP poll from November 2nd to the 12th in New Hampshire shows Mitt Romney 32%, Rudy Giuliani 16%, John McCain 16%, Ron Paul 8%. Mike Huckabee, 6%, Fred Thompson, 6%. Ron Paul, according to this poll, is in fourth place. He's in fourth place directly behind John McCain, who, if the polls and everybody else are to be believed, is slipping. So, folks, Ron Paul is moving up there. Ron Paul is having an impact. Ron Paul was written about in the New York Times the other day, talking about the miracle of his raising like nearly more than $4 million in one day via the internet. They're talking about the massive numbers of people who are out there volunteering for Ron Paul's campaign. And yes, it's finally happened. They're finally saying that the Ron Paul campaign is being supported by neo-Nazis, anti-Semites, Holocaust deniers, conspiracy theorists, and other sort of evil folks, including 911 truthers. And, you know, there's so many 911 truthers out there who keep kicking me and other people for daring to talk about Israel's role in 911. They don't want to mention that at all. They say that's a, they say it's really a plot to inject the Jewish issue into a non-Jewish issue and thereby discredit it. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. So there's all this infighting, even in this so-called 911 truth movement. But now Michael Medved, this kosher conservative, he's an ex-Marxist, I believe. I think he's one of these ex-Marxists who's now a quote-unquote neoconservative. He's posted an open letter to Ron Paul on townhall.com, and he says, "Your presidential campaign has drawn the enthusiastic support of an imposing collection of neo-Nazis, white supremacists, Holocaust deniers, 911 quote-unquote truthers, and other paranoid and discredited conspiracists. Do you welcome or repudiate the support of such factions?" Ah, here we go. Now we get down to brass tacks. He says, "More specifically, your columns have been featured for several years in the American Free Press, a publication of the nation's leading Holocaust denier and anti-Semitic agitator, Willis Cardo." Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, it says Medved has received no official response from the Paul campaign. Then it goes on and on and on that Ron, someone here who once was associated with American Free Press, is working for the Ron Paul campaign somewhere, and it goes on and on and on. Talks about the 911 truth movement and how they are asking, you know, that how they are getting involved in the Ron Paul campaign. It goes on and on and on. I even read somewhere on the internet, folks, that Ron Paul is paid by American Free Press for his weekly column that has run pretty regularly in American Free Press. No, Ron Paul doesn't receive a dime from American Free Press. The Ron Paul column that American Free Press has been running, we have picked it up regularly from his government website. It's in the public domain because it's on a government website, folks. So Ron Paul isn't writing it for us. Ron Paul never gave us permission to run it. We never asked permission from Ron Paul to run it because anything on a government website you can pick up and run. But now they're suggesting that Ron Paul is in this evil conspiracy with not just American Free Press, but a whole host of other people who may or may not be evil. You know, maybe American Free Press should say nothing about the Ron Paul campaign, but they would still come back and say, "Oh, but they used to publish a column by Ron Paul." And then you're going to have these fair-weather patriots out there who will say, "Oh, yeah, well, I like American Free Press. They publish a lot of good things, but I don't agree with their positions on Israel, or I wish they wouldn't write about Israel." And well, it makes Ron Paul look bad because they run his columns and they criticize Israel. Well, if you look even at the history of Ron Paul himself, he has written critically of Israel, and good for him. Good for Ron Paul. And if you look at some of these conservatives on this Free Republic website, which is nothing less than what I call a kosher conservative, neoconservative, pro-Zionist website, Republicans all, they are attacking Ron Paul as well for his views on foreign policy. They're suggesting in some respects that Ron Paul is maybe even a communist. Somebody here says this guy Paul is a disgrace. They say that he has kook status because of what Ron Paul has written. So you see, as I always say, as far as this issue of anti-Semitism, they're always going to throw it out there. They're always going to throw it out there. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. I don't know of Ron Paul ever having said anything anti-Semitic, but nonetheless, they're using it on him, and you folks are going to see, you are going to see, if Ron Paul's campaign continues to pick up. I'm here to tell you that in the national news, you're going to read about the fact that American Free Press runs a column by Ron Paul, and that is considered a very bad thing. Well, there's a lot of things I can say to those who are going to make those criticisms, but I'll make it very succinct. To hell with you all. Okay, let's go to these very patient callers. We've got Mark in Kentucky. Mark, thank you for your patience. Come on up.
Yes. First of all, everything I thought about what was going to happen with Ron Paul is happening right now. What you just said, I thought from the very beginning that, yeah, it's going to be a guilt through association thing. And, of course, no one will really read what the American Free Press really stands for. And being as no one knows what the Constitution is anymore, well, we're all just a bunch of conspiracy nuts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you even mention, you know, this has been in an official government law enforcement things. If people talk about the Constitution, they should be considered possible subversives, malicious.
Well, even
types.
Alex
yeah.
Jones brought that up in an FBI flyer that, hey, anyone that talks consistently about the Constitution, they can be, you know, they could be terrorists.
I mean,
it's just, you know, it's just crazy along that line. And another thing, I do take a little bit of issue, I think, with what you said about Daryl Bradford Smith not too long ago. I mean, I listened to that little bit of that show. In fact, I'd like to ask you what show that he was on, because I like actually like to look in the archives to listen to that again. But there's still some things in there that, you know, well, he does accuse Mark Lane of still being a Zionist on his website.
Well, you know? Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, hey, it's free speech. Thank God for that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do. I mean, it definitely seemed like he was, you know, when I heard him that night, that he had changed his tone a lot. So,
well, I think generally if you listen to Daryl's programs over the past, since he broke with Eric Hufschmidt, I think there's a completely different tone in Daryl Bradford Smith. And if he and I hadn't had our previous problems, which, as I say, I believe are traceable directly to the bizarre personal behavior of Eric Hufschmidt, I think Daryl and I would probably be pretty good friends. We would have our disagreements of one sort or another, as we all do, but I think Eric Hufschmidt was a primary prevaricator there.
Have you tried to see if he might want to come back on your show again?
Well, it's you know, I haven't contacted Daryl. I mean, but you know, he's Daryl's welcome to call in here. I may drop a note to Daryl sometime soon. He's welcome to come on the program.
Because initially I really did kind of like him, and then I don't know, it just seemed like he went off the deep end, you know.
Yeah, well, what it was, Eric was back there behind the scenes, you know, whispering in Daryl's ear, you know, and getting Daryl upset, and then Eric was writing all this crazy stuff, attacking everybody and his brother and sister on Daryl's website.
Right.
And Daryl, you know, I mean, he was relying on his friend, and I trusted Eric.
Yeah.
I trusted Eric because Christopher Boleyn trusted Eric, but I didn't know what was going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really, you know, it's these kind of things. I've been through this before, and usually, you know, I wasn't closely watching it as I should have been, because in the past, one of my few talents is that I'm able, and different people have said this, and I recognize it myself, I can usually take a step back and look at something in the big picture and kind of detect a pattern and kind of figure out where something's coming from. But I was out of the country for 3 weeks when a lot of this was beginning.
Right.
And I was prepared to, I was getting involved with getting ready for that trip. And so for a period of several months when that was happening, then after I got back, I was catching up from my trip and everything.
That's
so
when you
I
went
was
to India
kind of
and all
out
that,
of the
right?
loop.
Yeah.
But now, you know, now that everything has come out in the dirty laundry, I as I say, I can see what was going on. And I think part of the problem, what happened with Daryl, and Daryl's the first to admit this, that he didn't really wake up to a lot of this stuff until after 9/11.
Right.
And you know, I've been doing it for years, so I've been familiar with a lot of this stuff. And Daryl jumped into it with a lot of enthusiasm.
Right.
And then somebody like Eric Hufschmidt, who's a real manipulator, and I can see how he did it to Daryl. I can see how he did it to Christopher Boleyn. And, well, Christopher is another story in and of himself. But I, as I say, I think I don't think Daryl Bradford Smith is an agent. I'll say that right here and now. There's a few people who said to me, well, don't make a rash judgment on that, but I don't think Daryl Bradford Smith's an agent. In fact, one of the reasons why I'll say that is because his brother, Scott, used to call this show, and his brother, Scott, previously used to be on Rick Adams' show pretty regularly, and I have a great deal of trust, I think, in Scott, never having met him. And just the fact that he's Daryl's brother probably means, you know, that they're pretty much cut from the same cloth, and they may be the first to disagree with that. But
well, I also wanted to bring up the fact that, I haven't heard anything from Victor Thorne and Wing TV since the breakup there. And
I'll tell you, if you'd ever
been in contact with him, if you ever be on your show again.
Victor and Lisa are married. Yes, they are. They're working, and Victor is working on a trilogy of books about Hillary Clinton, and I understand they're real barn burners.
Well, that's great. Well, then,
yeah.
will you see about getting them on your show again?
Oh, maybe? Absolutely. I'm waiting to get those books out so we can promote the hell out of them. Mark, I got to run, but thanks for your call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. Going through the break, we'll be able to squeeze in one more caller when we come back. Sorry to cut Mark off.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour. We're going to squeeze in one more caller, a very patient Mike from Pennsylvania. Mike, come on up.
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
How are you tonight?
Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah.
Greetings from Northwest Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Mike, do you have a pen and a piece of paper on you?
Well, I tell you what, that's typical, I should.
Well,
that's
fine, then. You do have a keyboard in front of you, don't you?
Well, I have a pen and paper. Go ahead.
Okay, pen and paper. Mike, jot this down, and everyone, jot this down. Dowatch.com. D-O-E-W-A-T-C-H.
D-O-E?
Yes, sir.
W-A-T-C-H.com. What is Dowatch?
Yes, sir. This is a pro Ron Paul supporter.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And he gave excellent reviews for your books.
Okay.
And, sir, after you get into this site, this man is a retired worker from the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. And after you get into this site, Big Jim, I hope you're listening down there in Corpus Christi, you guys are going to be emailing Fast Blast to the No More Wars for Israel gathering you had down there.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention that, I have actually been in touch with that fellow, and I do remember that. DOEWatch.com. That is an excellent website.
Sir, it is absolutely mind-blowing. Yes, email and fast blast that to everyone. It is going to be the arrows in your quiver, partner.
Yeah, that is a tremendous website. I first heard from that gentleman whose name escapes me at the moment.
Jim Phelps.
Jim Phelps. Okay, right. Yes, he put that up a couple years ago, and he contacted me, and I spent a lot of time on that website, a fascinating website, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great ammo for the No More Wars for Israel, because he exposes from the infancy of that project over in Oak Ridge and other national laboratories who's who in the zoo and what is really going on. Thank you, Mike, for taking the call.
Listen, Mike, thanks for calling that in. Yeah, folks, at DOEWatch.com, that D-O-E is in Department of Energy, by the way. DOEWatch.com, and it has a tremendous amount of material about Israeli intrigue surrounding nuclear weapons. And I have to say, that's a subject of interest to me because my new book is about to come out very shortly, and it's on the subject of Israel's nuclear weapons program and the threat that it poses to the world. That book is at the printer right now. But in the meantime, you can go to DOEWatch.com and get lots of fascinating information that is just well worth your read. But in the meantime, you stay tuned and listen to Rick Adams coming up here on this program. We are going to the close of the hour here, folks. We had another caller who came in quite late. Apologies to him, but we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. Tomorrow, big day at American Free Press. Paper goes to press. And, folks, remember, forget about the Christmas cards. Make a $20 donation or more to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Think of it as a Christmas present. That's right at the top of your Christmas list, folks. All right, this is Michael Collins Piper signing off. Have a good evening, folks.